You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100 plays Tay Tay. That song right there was the 15th most streamed song worldwide this year.
That's it.
Talking about that list here. That's it. Yeah.
I feel like it would be higher.
She had another one that was higher. Which one was higher? Anti-Hero was 6th. Worldwide over the last year. Yeah, Taylor did not make the top 5. She came in at number 6. The number 1 most streamed song of the year. Dun, 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 dun. One of those country bumpkins, Morgan Wallen. Last Night, which we play here at Mix 100.
We played that at 5 a.m. this morning. I heard it. Yeah.
That was the most streamed song from Apple Music. Interesting, you know, his is an interesting story anyway, because his music was all ripped off of Apple, what, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, with his controversial video that came out or whatever, but apparently now he has rebounded. His career is back up at the top. You know, here's a funny little challenge for you. I'll lead off the trending report with this. Especially those of you who are in the Mindbender Club, you'll get your mailer today, and it'll have this story, and it'll have a link to the Apple list of the top 50. The fun game you can play is, before you look at it, guess the number of artists you've never heard of.
Ah.
I'm in radio, and in the top 50, there were 19 artists that I've never heard of.
Was there a lot of Lil something or other?
There was a couple of those, but there are some that are just a bunch of letters. And I'm not talking about SZA. I've heard of SZA. But there are some others that are in there. And a lot of them show up multiple times. You can only count it once, because you're just counting the artists, not the number of songs. And there were 19 artists listed in the top 50 that I was like, I don't know who that is.
Who is it? It's like watching MTV right now. You're like, who are all these people?
Yeah, something like this. Hey, so far this year, and there's still a month to go, more than 11,000 cars have been stolen in Denver. And we found out yesterday that that includes the mayor's SUV. Our mayor's car was stolen in October.
Man.
They say it has since been recovered, and I don't know if you've seen a picture of it, but it's an SUV that's painted orange and blue. I mean, who would steal that? I mean, come on.
It's kind of begging to be stolen if it's that color.
No kidding.
Broncos!
Speaking of the orange and blue, Russell Wilson of the Broncos turns 35 today. It's his birthday. And just to make people feel really bad and feel really old, Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block has a birthday today, and he is 55.
55, huh?
Oh, my
goodness.
People are going, ow, ow.
My goodness.
What's your holiday film that you rewatch every year?
Oh,
do you have one?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be Christmas Vacation and Elf. Those are the two. We put Christmas Vacation on when we wrap.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
That's good. They did a poll of something like, I don't know, 12,000 people or something like that. And they wanted to know, what is your favorite holiday film that you must rewatch every year? I was a little surprised to see Home Alone at number 1.
Oh,
is that
no,
power?
A lot of people. Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying it just strikes me that that's the one that you rewatch every year.
Yeah, it's one of the biggies for sure.
A Christmas Story was number 2, and A Charlie Brown Christmas number 3. I'm very happy to say that Die Hard made the top 10. And yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So don't even start that argument. Speaking of movies, it's even a story with a headline that Disney has not had a billion-dollar movie this year. And they're saying, you know, Disney has set themselves up where that's their standard now. They have to have at least $1 billion movie a year, and this year they didn't do it. Very disappointing results, like in the Marvels, the Indiana Jones movie, and even the live-action remake of Little Mermaid. They were counting on all of these. Or Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, they were counting on all of these to be the big blockbusters,
but
and
no
none of them
luck.
Made a billion.
Yeah, it's because all the stories are stupid. It's just all reboot stuff. It's all boring, you know? I just saw some interview with Tim Allen saying that Disney has approached him to do, I think it's Toy Story 5 now, I think is the one. He's like, yeah, it's probably going to happen.
Just well,
keep
it's
pumping
just
Toy Stories out.
It's just those are automatic hits,
God.
Right? Speaking of movies, the headline says, get ready for the first Lifetime holiday movie to have a sex scene in it.
Uh-oh.
Remember, I was talking yesterday about how everything is raising the bar, raising the bar, raising the bar. Now, even the Lifetime holiday movies will have sex scenes.
All right.
So there's that. A memorial tribute for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter took place yesterday in Atlanta. She and President Jimmy Carter were married for an incredible 77 years.
Can you imagine that? Think about that. My goodness.
You and Nicole are at, what are you guys at? 8? 17?
18.
17? Weren't you married in 2006?
Six, yeah. You do the math. So, I don't know.
17 years. You got 80 years to go to catch up to these guys.
It's a long time.
Former President Jimmy Carter is 99, the oldest ever former president. Rosalynn Carter's official funeral will be today in Plains, Georgia, where she will be laid to rest. And then leading up to your little story that I know you've got about the AI.
Yeah.
There's another AI story that I'll lead you in with. Sports Illustrated is under fire now after allegations that the magazine has published pieces that not only are AI generated, but under the names of people who don't exist. So it's AI generated people writing AI generated content. And I'll just say, listen, in probably 2 years or less, this will be almost standard operating procedure. So Everyone can be surprised right now, because within the next year or two, you will not be surprised. This is going to be SOP. Just so you know. But Play that AI song for me. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I guess this AI songwriter is named Anna Indiana, which obviously sounds like a porn star, but it's Anna Indiana, released
her
first
single. Is that a ripoff of Hannah Montana?
I don't know. It could be. It's called Betrayed by This Town, and everything about it is AI generated. The lyrics, her singing, the creepy video that's out. Here's just a little taste of the end of it for you.
Betrayed by this town. Let's take it all.
It's the big finish. Wait for it.
I've lost it all.
Give me one more line.
We've lost it all.
I mean, the voice, the lyrics are a little ridiculous, but
so
the voice sounds actually really good.
It was written by AI, including the music.
Yep.
And performed by AI.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, it's...
And there's a video out.
Is someone going to say that that's so much worse than a lot of contemporary artists?
It sounds
artists?
Like, yeah. Yeah, right. The big suck factor to all this, and Billy Corrigan from Smashing Pumpkins was out recently talking about this. He's like, it kind of sucks for these people that are actual songwriters that have worked years and years and years. This new generation that's coming up will just go on to chat whatever and say, write me a song about, you know, raising beavers or whatever.
Right.
It'll spit it out, and you've got your song, and it'll say, hey, okay, now add some beats to this. It'll add the beats, and It's just kind of going to eliminate all these artists that have worked so hard to be where they are. You know,
and that's kind of what I meant by
and
within 2 years, this is just going to be the norm. And
it's
so,
super sad, man.
You know, do you need me to play some Smashing Pumpkins for you?
Yeah. Dur, like, that's one of my favorite bands ever.
Did I just open the door?
Dur. Please do. While you're searching for that, let's talk about the bad news this morning. The national Christmas tree in front of the White House toppled over yesterday.
What?
Which, of course, led to numerous jokes calling it pretty much fitting considering the state of the country right now. It was about 5 p.m. yesterday. The tree was on its side. All the lights were still on, and a crane was trying to get it stood back up, standing back up. Anyway, it's already the second tree. They had to replace the one before that because it developed some sort of fungus on it, and it killed it really fast. So now they've got this tree. It fell over. The bad news is there's supposed to be some big bombastic tree lighting and the big ceremony with celebrities and everything in just a couple days, and they don't have time to get another tree. So they're going to try to stand this one up and say, you know what, the show's got to go on no matter what this tree's going to look like. And so we'll see what happens in a
couple
days.
That's kind of funny.
But it's kind of funny. There was a picture of it just laying there on the ground. Hey, listen to this. Guy Fieri's reign as the mayor of Flavortown continues. The celebrity chef slash TV personality has signed a new three-year, $100 million deal with the Food Network. It's going to bring him through his 20 years with the Food Network, being a personality on that network. He's got, what is that, Triple D, the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, his Grocery Games, Tournament of Champions. He's got all sorts of shows. And
goodness.
The Food Network is putting their money into Guy, so that's kind of cool. And here's another dude.
So he makes $90,000 a day.
Isn't that nutty?
$90,000 a day to be on the Food Network.
He got a pretty good bump because his last deal was like $80 million for 3 years, and now they bumped him up another $20 million. So anyway, he's just making stupid money. I did like the part in the story talking about his production company. It's called Knuckle Sandwich. Is his production company. Like, that's pretty
great.
Good. That's pretty darn good. Here's another dude making a lot of money. Mark Cuban has been in the news. One, he's quitting Shark Tank after I don't know how many seasons he's done with it. But now he's selling his majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks. He bought the team in 2000 for $285 million.
How
his portion
he
that he's
get?
Selling, $3.5 billion. So a pretty darn good investment on his part. My God. Isn't that sickening? And let me give you one holiday shopping hack that actually works. I've done this. It's not new, but it might be new to somebody. If you're shopping online, try adding something to your cart and just leaving it there for a couple days. If it's a site that you've been on for a few days, it's going to recognize that you were there, probably have your email, and then they'll start emailing you offers like a certain percentage off, maybe some free shipping. Just to entice you to come back and, forgot something in your cart. You know?
Manipulation works, doesn't it?
It works. I've done it and I've gotten discounts. So try it out. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this crazy tattoo that this guy got. It's this guy. He's being ridiculed, of course, online because why would you do this? But he let his girlfriend bite his arm. It's like his bicep, I believe it was. And she left the imprint of her bite on his arm. And then the tattoo artist tatted the bite on the arm. It's like this lasting show of lust and love, I guess. So see the bite mark tattoo on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.